Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nah, but Diddy was not rapping though.
He never rapping. He's stunting.
I don't know who wrote this one, but they didn't do him justice on this bar.
Oh, no, he wrote it.
Huh?
He wrote it.
Yeah, he probably wrote it. He probably wrote this one. Yeah, let me discuss this way. Hey, yo. This is where I'm starting, yeah?
Well,
wait, 1 second. Wait, let me just stop this. Wait, 1 second. I'll tell you where I'm starting. Brother, it's expensive out here.
What?
It's expensive out. Do you know, like, there's been bare times, yeah, on the pod, we've dipped in and out of, like, cost of living in different kinds of ways or whatnot. Big man, it's expensive.
Bro.
It's expensive. You know, I really felt it yesterday. Like, I felt it yesterday on a sense of, like, I didn't do anything. But I spent a oneer. I didn't do nothing.
Welcome.
I didn't do anything. And I spent a oneer.
It actually, the thing is, the cost of living is so bad, it could cost you a oneer to stay in your house.
Right.
So now what do we do?
Exactly. Exactly.
You put the gas up all day, see what happens to you.
And you know, as mad as what? I'm sitting in my yard and I'm saying to myself, notifications going off, this has come out. Another notification's gone on, this has come out. I'm just seeing things coming out. And then, obviously, I was hungry. I went and got a little food. I had a young meat and I paid for the meat. Bro, it's expensive out here, you know?
Chucky, it's getting so expensive, yeah? For the first time, I've contemplated really moving. The escape plan has to happen now.
What do you mean? Oh, like going?
Go, I have to.
Like out.
Chucky.
The cunt.
I'm seeing man living in Thailand.
I hear that.
And they're living good. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm moving to Thailand. Not enough black people, but yeah. There is weed. Not that I smoke. But I'm just saying, Chucks, this can't be it.
It's mad. A lot of people I know is moving to Australia, funny enough.
Do you know what? There was a video that came out in 2016. I saw it posted today. It's funny that you even say this. 2016, a video came out, the government posted it basically saying that the way Brexit is basically going to make this country a lot cheaper for the people that live here.
Brexit's going to make people cheap, like it cheaper for people.
Yeah, so we right now, well, that was, from a video that came out in 2016.
Yeah, that's what they said. That's what they said.
When does that activate, Chucky?
Right.
When does it activate? I'd like to know.
No, it was a big lie.
A massive lie.
A big lie. Everything that they have, like most things anyway, that they try to implement or fool us with is what's made things more expensive, bro.
And made things more difficult.
Fam, it is crazy. It's, you know, like, even yesterday, EA hit me about, obviously, Clint's dropping the next pair of trainers or whatever, yeah?
Cool on, Clint.
And then, so, like, I'm going to talk about him a little bit later. But, like, and I remember, I was thinking to myself, you know what? Like, I know he obviously has got the Nike collab, whatever, three pairs I'm hearing that he's dropping with them or whatnot. Let me just grab a one pair for the culture. I just have it there and thing, whatnot.
Come on.
So, I'm going to do that, yeah? But then I was like, hold on, wait a minute. I'm thinking, this pair of trainers is a 160 or a 190 or whatever it is, yeah? Now, for the first time, I'm looking at my trainer collection and I'm saying, well, his is black. How many black trainers do I need? Like, am I really gonna do this now? Big man, I had to just say, nah. I can't even do it. I can't even do it this time. Now I have to actually really shop intentionally. I've got to start doing that. Before, I weren't doing that. I was picking up shit, buying this, doing that, buying it. I've got to do it intentionally now. I can't do this anymore, bro. I'm going to kill myself.
Bro, outside right now, I cannot lie to you, bro. Things are so, so expensive. So, so expensive. I might consider settling down. Let's go, Hubs. Let's go, Hubs. Chucky. And you know when I've... Chucky, I can't deal with it. Chucky, I can't do it. Like, do you know what? And obviously, I live by myself. You live by yourself. Yeah. So you know when you have the pressure of everything is you.
Yes.
For the first time, I've had enough. This year, bro.
It's mad. It's mad. When did you start feeling it? Do you remember when you started COVID. Feeling it? Okay.
When COVID came and so much things that and deals and I had like were disappearing, I started saying to myself, this is the transition. This is the transition. Someone else is going to take the crown, so to speak, at the top. And I'm going to take on a new space within this thing, which means the money's not going to be the same. So what do you have to do, Paul? So I went ham for a year anyway. But I went ham using my savings.
Yeah, I hear that.
I had to, though. Yeah. Man, there's no, like, my living at 2019 is crazy. By the time the COVID situation transcends, most of the businesses that are giving you money don't know where their business is going to be in a year.
Right.
So now they have to take a little chill back with their money. And so I'm looking at this thing like, ah, cool, we keep going. Brother, I remember 2021, I'm with Zion and Khalifa, I'm like, rah, we're eating into savings. Right? This is mad.
Yeah.
But in my job, that's what I would do. Anyway. I would always spend, because we need to invest in new stuff, whether it be like a new Vibber video or, do you know what I'm saying? If there was something he had to invest, I would invest in it, whatever, filthy or... whatever's going on, you'd invest in your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, COVID made me realize, Russ.
Yeah, COVID was definitely the start for me. COVID
was the start for you?
It was the start where I was like, right, like shit. But then I think also like, in a weird way, obviously you knew what was going on with my bonus dad at the time or whatever. You know, like, even I was thinking about that, I was thinking more about this and then like, what was happening over here. And then COVID stopped happening. And to be fair, the next year had a good, really good year. But I think like towards the end of last year, I started thinking, nah, this thing is really real for me.
Brother.
Like, obviously I knew it was real anyway outside for people. I knew it was, yeah. But I'm like, and it's relative to everyone. People's financial circumstances are different. But like, I'm like, and I was understanding of like what was going on outside for people, but then I started thinking, nah, this is becoming really real for me. Then it's like, I would say the last couple of weeks, I'm like, nah, this is actually mad. Like, at what point does this stop? What does a better future look like?
Oh,
because it is insane out here, bro.
I don't know how there is a better future. I genuinely don't know how there is a better future. I don't know enough about politics and all of that, but Chucky, things are getting worse.
Yeah, definitely. Therefore, it is getting worse.
Consumerism is on the rise. Marketing and advertising is on the rise. So people spending their money ain't going to stop anytime soon.
No.
People being broke ain't going to stop anytime soon.
No.
Because there's always something new that we apparently need to go and get.
Yeah.
That we don't actually need.
Yeah. And you know what the maddest thing is as well, bro? You know, like, for the majority will feel it. But I keep saying to people all the time, yeah, there's not a lot of money out here. But there's a lot of money out here.
100%.
Like, so like on one side,
yeah,
like, and which is the big side, there's not a lot of money. But on the other side, there's a lot going on. And it's like, and that affects things in different ways. So say for example, like, say like property, for example, yeah. It's like, not a lot of people are finding it very difficult to find places to rent, whatever. It's just like, or they can't get on the housing, they can't get on the ladder. You know what I mean? They can't make enough money to get a deposit or whatever. So then what ends up happening is obviously people end up just like either selling houses or new houses become available and whatnot. And the people that have got the dough say, you know what? I need to grab this quickly as an investment. So then they just keep buying up everything, and then obviously they start renting it. And then obviously the prices just keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. And it's like, it's mad because on one side, some people are making some serious bread.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, it's like, it's a big struggle. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even feel like there's much of that little bit in between.
No, it's disappearing. Like, it's disappearing. Basically, it's
that grey area is like almost not even there anymore. It's like either black or white.
Yeah.
You've either got it or you don't.
This is Brazil.
Yes.
This is like America soon. Like, it's really, really bad. And I take a look. My mum was always like, my mum said something to me sick yesterday. She came around my house. We're having a talk. And she goes to me, because we were talking about this yesterday. She goes, Kyle, you know what makes things worse? I said, what? She goes, just little things like television. She goes, I remember I paid my little TV license and my little £40 Sky, and that's it. She goes, now Sky's £150.
To bits.
She goes, the BT on top of that's a £50. Then you got the little Netflix that's £15.
Right.
Then you got a little Disney that's for £10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
You've got the TV alone that's about £500-600. Like, TV license is another. Just television alone, if you went to go and move into a new house and buy a new TV and set up all these subscriptions, after 1 month, that could cost you about £2,500.
Yeah.
Very easily.
Well, we're...
Or at least £2,000, maybe two grand.
£2,000, yeah. Well, we're in the era of scaling back.
That feels
we
right.
We have to be in the era of scaling back now. And you know what? I'll tell you right, I'll say it right here. You see all that Sky and that? That had to go.
Going out.
That had to go.
When's the last time
the moment, out? Listen, the moment that I started finding out about the Fire Stick, yeah, I jumped in and I ain't looked back since. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not telling people what to do. All I'm saying is, once I got that Fire Stick, there's like a couple of little buffers. So like, let's say for example, I might be watching a little football game, whatever. My internet's good though. So like the internet's good. Occasionally during the game, it might just buffer for a quick second or whatnot. I can handle that. I'm all right, I can handle that. And if it starts buffering for time, I just come out of the thing, jump back in again, and we're sprucey. Serious? That's me, yes. I'm not paying that big money for this anymore. I can't do it, bro.
No, I'm with you. The thing is, I love convenience. I know when I go home, I turn on my it's working.
Yeah.
There's no buffering. There's none of that. It works.
I hear that.
I hate having to think about things that I don't want to think about.
Right.
So I pay for convenience. So, but maybe I need to just...
Convenience is what's fucking us though.
100%, but it gives me more time to figure out how to make more money. If I'm trying to divulge my time into like, obviously this is me and I don't recommend this for anybody. Nobody.
Right.
But I do, I love football. Right. I love football.
So you can't, there's no buffering for you. You need
I can't. I love Spotify. We have to find a way of paying for this. Like, to me, these things indirectly fund me.
I hear that, that's true.
So if I'm not investing in it, it doesn't make sense. That's but it's still fucking expensive.
It's expensive.
Can I get a little Sky deal or a little BT deal? Get it to me for free, 12 months. I promote it every single day, big man.
Yeah, give me something. Why are they not? Like, why are like companies like Sky not being a little bit sensitive to the climate that we're in and saying, you know what? This month, we're gonna, you know, like January, for example, January lick now, you know what, boom, this is what we're gonna do. Bam.
Because you know what?
Because they're making bread, though. What is Sky's turnover?
Is it still as good as it used to be? I feel like a new generation of people don't care about Sky.
That's true. Do you know why? Fire Stick. Yeah? Fire Stick. And I'm telling you.
Come on, I don't blame you, bro. Fire Stick the blood clot, fam.
That's too wide, 2007 to 2021. What is it? Well, how much? 15.5 bills. 16.5 billion.
I'm talking about now. That's such a spread.
Yeah, 2007. I hear that. I
hear you.
I hear it. 2007 to 2021.
Tell me since COVID, Sky. Tell me.
I hear you.
Tell me since Sky Andrews. Tell me since COVID, fam.
What is it here? 17.
Sky revenue down 14.3% since last year. I told you, cuz. Fire Stick!
Yeah, I
know. Brother, all right, watch this. Just watch this. Do you have Sky EA Sports?
I have access to it.
So you don't have
Fire
Sky?
Fire Stick!
Do you have Sky?
Fire Stick!
So, if right now I'm the minority, and I'm already black. I'll ask the next man that come in. I bet they don't have Sky.
No, but do you know what? Do you know how they can get people back?
Go on.
Make it cheaper.
100%, bro. Make it cheaper, include Disney and something part of the package and a Netflix, and everyone's in. But the moment you're doing
that costs money though. If they want to get like Disney's that's a big negotiation now.
What, to give them a little subscription? They give you Netflix sometimes, part of your subscription.
Yeah, oh yeah, I hear that. Netflix, you
buy the package. And you get Netflix, comes
with it, that's true, yeah.
So what, they can't do something? They can do something, Chucky, man. Stop making excuses for them. They can do something, but Sky revenue is down, I told you.
Disney's got bread.
They own too much. Like too many
things.
Yeah.
Do they own Paramount now? No, not Paramount. Who do they own? They own someone that couldn't believe it the other day. Disney. Wait, no. We said Disney.
Yeah.
Disney owns something that they just shouldn't own.
Can you just have a little check on what Disney owns?
They don't own Mickey Mouse anymore, though.
I mean, if you are a businessman, that is kind of like, it's kind of like the dream. Like, because multiple streams
20th
of...
20th Century Fox?
So they own Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Animations, Pixar, Marvel Studios. That
Marvel, thing. That's the thing where I said, what's going on?
Marvel.
Marv.
That must bring them in.
Red. The Marv, because remember, Marvel just started coming out every week, Doug. And I was like, what's going on? I done a little investigation, Diz.
Lucasfilms, what's that? What is that? Star Wars and that? Our big money.
Disney owns Star Wars.
Star Wars, by the way, their old shit has aged horribly. I'm sorry. Star Wars back in the day looks absolutely dog cow manure. It's horrible.
But it makes sense, though. I mean, the
first three episodes. It looks like dog shit.
What? But the original ones?
Yes.
Come on, man. With Jabba the Hutt. Come on. My ex-girlfriend.
Did you watch that?
Star Wars. What?
Serious?
Han Solo's my guy, bro.
Strong.
He's out here saving the princess and doing... And Luke, that's... Listen,
wait, there's a princess in Star Wars.
Princess Leia. With her little buns in her hair in the all-white long dress.
Show me her.
Come on, my brother. She stole the... stole the dress from our ancestors. Look at the dress. She's not cold at all.
Wait, so is she
Luke Skywalker's sister?
Wait a minute. Wait.
And Han Solo went to
let that slide. I'm not going to let that slide.
Han's nasty, huh?
Wait, I'm not going to let that slide. What the fuck? Oh.
Of course, Princess Leia. Of course you know her.
No, because I'm saying to myself, wait.
She's got two wheels.
Wait. What's her name now? Okay, cool.
That's her now.
Oh, she's doing her thing.
Oh, she looks all right now, though.
Can't lie. She's doing her thing.
Wait, so go back to her when she was young?
But her hair now looks like a wagon wheel.
Yeah, that's not the vibe. So go back to her when she's old?
Do you know what, though?
You know, I'm not going to lie. Maybe I'm just going into this MILF thing.
No, Chucky. Some people are wine.
Cougar.
Some people are wine. Nadia Jane. She's wine. I saw it the other day. She's wine.
Oh, Nadia Jane.
She's wine.
She is wine.
When I say, she posted a picture the other day. You know what everyone was doing that whole post your face, whatever?
Yeah.
Of course I'm in there. I want to see some pretty faces. Right. When I saw Nadia, I say, yo.
Hey, Nadia Jane. Obviously, I know Nadia Jane, but she's been looking, respectfully. Recently, she has been looking absolutely sensational. I don't know what, maybe it's the breakfast money that's been, you know what I mean? That the BBC's been giving her, but either way, she's just been looking great. Do you know what? I saw her.
She's doing that too.
I say that, Nadia, I'm saying this respectfully as well. I went to, I was in Central and I saw her in Vaps, yeah? And she just finished her breakfast show and she was still in her morning bag or whatnot. So she wasn't like spruced up and whatnot. And I remember thinking,
in the morning like
that. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, it's a great, great thing when you can see a morning face that makes you go, oh, hell no. It's 8 a.m. You look that good.
Wait, when you put in that, I realize what's happened there because something that wasn't Nadia J. It's because you spelled her name wrong.
I just spelled her name.
I think it's an I at the end, right?
Or is there an E there? Or just put, look, there's so many things. Nadia J, one extra. There's just so much ways that you can just overcome this. Look at
Nadia J.
Yo.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Sister, you look so good, bro. And I mean this, I'm trying to be so respectful.
So on brand.
You are beautiful, bro. She's beautiful.
Let's talk about Cortez quickly, actually.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
What he has been doing at the moment is absolutely nuts. It's actually nuts. We're not going to talk about this now, by the way, but I'm going to throw this in the mix.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this in the mix.
What?
There's definitely something going on between a couple of brands. Yeah? I know we're too pussy to talk about it, but I'm just saying I'm noticing something. Yeah? But we'll come back to this another day. Yeah? We'll come back to it another day. But anyway, you know what? What he's been doing recently though, not even recently, over a period of time, is absolutely just incredible, bro. The level of the marketing and like the images that are being captured in that. What, they're in France. Look at this.
But he's been doing, I remember when he had a drop, and you might remember this.
You've been
this.
Talking about him from earlier as
well. Of course. I love this. This guy, yeah, the first time I met him, I picked up something from 2018, 2019.
Right.
Some tracksuit bottoms and a t-shirt, yeah? And you see I saw Dam Shack with it. Shout out Dam Shack. But you see my man's energy, bro. And even the first drop I picked up, yeah, it was green tracksuit bottoms with yellow Cortez, and it just reminded me of Africa.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, this guy is proper connected to his roots. And you see all of the shoots from day one, brother, very connected to culture. This guy's incredible. One thing I will say, and we can talk about this another time though at some point, man, have to start appreciating how young he is.
Right.
Because some people, the energy I see in and around it is very negative towards Clint. And my thing is this.
Elaborate just a little bit.
Well, Clint, yeah, the reason why I love him the most, he's a bit of a bastard at times. He's just, like, he's just very cocky and all of that, but he's always been like this. Right. I want you to understand, from the moment I met him, I was late. I didn't answer the phone or something like that. My man went mad on me. He stuck it on me. I was like, okay. Oh, sorry, Clint. I'm like, I like this guy. I like this guy. So he's very much himself, very much himself. And he doesn't seem to infringe on anyone. He's just got his own world, doing his own thing, and it's going very successful. But I think there's people that are looking at it, like you said, clothing brands, but outside of clothing brands, that have an issue with him. Right. And sometimes I see the conversation surfacing online, and or I see certain crops of people, what's wrong with him? Honestly, for me, it stinks.
Right.
When someone's so young, he's just being a young man.
Yeah.
He's expressing himself as a young man. Why does that offend you?
Yeah.
Why are you? If he said something directly to you, then PP. That's a personal problem. Fair enough. I hold my hands up. But if a man is being the person that he is,
right,
and you're from the community that you're from our community, so you know characters like that, and most importantly, you can back his chat.
Yeah.
Why do you have a problem with him?
Well, do you think that speaks a lot to like our conservative nature that we have in this country, where it's like when someone is too flamboyant and they exert that flamboyancy, which can be sometimes misinterpreted as arrogance,
yeah,
it's not celebrated here. Whereas in America, for example,
they
absolutely love it. They love it, and they aspire to be that.
Do you know what? There's a lot of envy in a lot of people in the UK. They'll never admit it. A lot of men are envious. And I'm talking men that are doing very, very well. Very envious of people. There's a lot of people envious of Clint's success. And to them people, I think it's pathetic. Very pathetic. How are you going to be envious of a young man who has clearly watched everything that's happened and made his own interpretation of this wonderful story? This is, if we take a look at our scene as a film, he's got a role in it. And do you know what? I'm very happy to see that he's got a role in it. I just want to know why everyone else has a problem with this. What would you rather him do? Sell drugs? Would you want him to be a killer? Then? Sometimes when I see people have a problem with somebody doing something good, and it may have a little bit of cheek or weather element to it, and people are mad, I'm like, would you rather see that brother in prison? Would you rather see that brother six feet under? Would you rather see his parents crying at a funeral? Like, what do you, like, those are the harsh realities in our world. And my man's doing, going France and going crazy, Nike collaboration. Just because he's a bit cocky with it, because if you got a problem with it, you need to look in the mirror and understand that's a PP. It's a personal problem, bro. You can't make it seem, but I proper feel passionate about this because I've seen it, Chucky.
I know.
Proper fucking.
Can I play Angel's Advocate quickly?
Of course.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Could he be seen lightly to have a chip on his shoulder a bit?
Possibly. But if you're an adult or yard man ting, adult, you've been there. You've been through them type of things. They don't act like you haven't visited, bro. Half of these people that I'm here, and I'm, do you know what? I can just tell you straight, I hear people complaining about this guy. I'm never saying names or anything. It's nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
but when they do, I just stay quiet. I'm just like, I can't believe you lot are out here having a problem with this guy. He actually doesn't say anything. The only thing that he might say, which might piss a couple of people off, is no brand collaborations. I don't want no rappers wearing in my clothes. If you don't want to wear his clothes, why are you upset?
Yeah, do you know what? Like, he said he didn't want no bummy rappers wearing his clothes or something about bummy.
If you're not a bummy rapper, why are you upset?
This is the thing, yeah? If someone turned around and said, for example, let's just say, for example, you know what? I don't want no bummy podcasters wearing my shit. I might respond back and say, yeah, you're damn right.
I might say,
I agree.
And you know what I say to them? Send me some stuff then.
Right.
I'm not the bummy podcaster.
Because you know what, Poe? He must be, he's not talking. Anyway, he must be, he's talking.
He's talking to someone over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it me? No, what's it?
They're over there, yeah. Anyway, my G.
What one?
Right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
You can't take that statement on board.
But the chip on the shoulder thing, I think, and you're all right, we've been there. I think it's like, it's an interesting one because sometimes, I saw him mention something about, I know I'm going to say this wrong, but it was something along the lines of like, people not necessarily checking for him early on in his career. Yeah. Mm. And people always usually mention that. All right, mate. Are you doing the Clarks thing today?
Strong. Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
want to actually, let me not stray from the Clarks.
Come on.
Honorable shout out to the Clarks, them. But like, the point that I'm making is that, people yeah, like not, people actually make a thing of that usually anyway. You hear artists talk about it a lot. Like they'll say, well, no one was buying my music now, whatever, boom, boom, boom. And then all of a sudden, like they hit that tipping point where they go and do a mad thing. And then they remember, rah, like there was people that weren't checking for me or whatnot. But I think it's also very important to remember that even in the height of success, yeah, is that like no one actually ever owes you anything, really. Like if you're trying to cut through and people ain't necessarily fully invested, you know, like it's just the unfortunate elements of the game. At first, some people don't believe. Hmm. But the most important thing is you have to believe. Yeah. Sometimes I buy into people in how much they believe in themselves. Not even just because I think the product's good or whatever. I actually like how much you actually believe in yourself.
Yeah.
But no one don't owe you anything. And even in that success, still no one don't owe you anything. And I think one thing that for me, that I always try to like adopt into my life, which is a lot easier said than done sometimes. And I know I'm taking this into consideration. I would never have been able to do this in my early 20s. So I'm talking as a big man now, yeah? And from a point of privilege that, you know what? Sometimes there's a chapter in a book called The Four Agreements that really helped me at a certain point. And the chapter's called Don't Take It Personal. And the thing that I love about this book, yeah, is that when it talks about not taking it personal, it doesn't talk about it from the typical negative side where someone's saying that they don't believe in what it is, they don't believe in your thing or whatever it is, yeah. It actually talks about it from a positive element too. It talks about not latching on too much to like the praise that people give you and trying to find it within yourself first.
Yes.
Because you know what will happen, yeah, is that even in the success, when everyone tells you how amazing you are, if most of who you are at that point is based upon how much everyone is telling you how amazing you are, there's gonna be a time where people don't tell you how amazing you are and you're finding yourself latching on to like or trying to get people to feed into that
right.
side of you again. Do you get what I'm
you're
saying?
Right.
If
right.
you just have that
belief
fully within
inside
me,
here, you're good.
Does
you're
it
good.
Whether people think it's cold, whether people think it's dead, it doesn't even really matter. You know what the mission is and you know what it is that you're trying to do. And you also understand, you know what? Like no one don't owe me nothing. I'm just coming to collect what is mine though.
Yeah, but the thing is, I kind of feel like when you take a look at his whole brand,
yeah.
it's very rebellious. So him saying that and me taking a look at him jumping over, whether it be the train stands instead of paying your ticket, he's just jumping over it. Or
yeah.
whenever I see him just having this sort of rebellious act where there's bare utes running for trainers and all of this. And it's just all branding. It's all part of the brand. It makes perfect sense to me. If I had a conversation with him and he gave me that energy, fair enough. I totally understand. When you talk to him, when you're around him, the guy's
cold,
smiling half the
yeah,
time.
Cold.
He's cool. He's just bare chill.
Yeah. But and actually very respectful. I can't lie.
Do I expect that when I see Fredo, I'm going to see a bag of man and 25 guns? No. When I see Fredo, he's going to look amazing. He's going to yeah. be chill. He's a businessman. Like you're
unless
going
to unless you see him in the wrong environment. But
why am I there?
Right.
Why am I in the wrong environment?
Right.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? I'm not going to be there.
Yeah.
So going back to Clint, honestly, I genuinely yeah. believe people, look, man, if you're from this neck of the woods, you're from this world, there is attitude in every single aspect of whatever we sell. I show attitude here sometimes. Rappers show attitude. Footballers give a bit of attitude.
Mm.
If now a person from a clothing line, because you've never witnessed maybe this attitude coming from a clothing line before, bruh, let's just see it. It's
yeah.
doing well. I'm happy to see it. Why do you have a problem with it?
Mm.
I don't get it. I think some people as well, they just want to be a part of everything. If they're not a part of it, they have an issue. Brother, that's just... When did our scene become full of beg friends? That's all I want to know. In the grime era, man just sent for everyone. No one cared. Sorry, Chucky.
Do you know what? I think it is also, like just digging a little bit deeper, it's like people misinterpret that as a person not being humble. And I think that like, they probably, people have like a big thing about somebody not being humble.
Why? Do you know what it is? That's a European thing. That's an English thing. That's
yeah.
sort of timid, chill
yeah.
out, drink tea. Don't let me go into the Malcolm pole. Let me stay here.
Yeah.
But that's not our thing. When you go back home, Jamaica, the man that is selling jerk chicken
yeah.
in the equivalent to an estate over there will tell you it's the best jerk chicken on the island.
Mm.
And then you'll go meet a man literally down the road that will tell you the same thing. This is the best jerk chicken on the island.
You can't get a better one than this.
You can't get better. Why not?
You're going over there.
You're going over Fuwa.
Yeah.
Fuwa. So if that's the culture man's from, I'm from a... In African culture, I'm not going to say I know loads about it, but I see man them wearing big chain and flossing and... Yo, we're from a culture where we're bossy, bro. Mm. We're like that. We're from kings and queens. We wore gold. So now today, if we're seeing the younger generation coming through and being a little bit rebellious and a little bit... Because I'd rather you do that than be in prison. I'd rather you do that. It's not that detrimental. It's not that bad. It's just attitude, bro. Go true.
I think as well, man, it's like there's no nuance in this. Because people will misinterpret his character and what he's doing for not being humble. But for me, it's about what do the people that are close to you say about you more than anything.
And ask Ellis. Ask Dre.
Right.
Ask them. Ask Ellis, who just shout out Soho Yacht Club. Don't know.
Yeah, big them up.
Didn't Cortez do a collaboration with them?
Mm.
He doesn't have to.
No.
Sorry, carry on. I don't like things like that, fam. Man, they're looking at it from a distance. If Clint said to them, come be a part of it, they would jump.
I'm telling you.
Leap.
Do you know what? Clint is, for me, he's doing what's supposed to happen right now, for as far as I'm concerned. Like, there's been all of these different foundations that have been set. So many different foundations. And you kind of mentioned it, like, in a sick way. It's like, he's seen this, and now what he's done is he's created his own interpretation of it, yeah. And also incorporating culture, which I love the most. You know, when you look at a lot of his adverts and stuff like that, the people that you see in them, the choice of music that he's attaching to those moments and that as well. But it's like, it makes sense that there's that new, fresh, young buck who is now gonna take it to a different place now. Do you get what I'm saying? And now he's actually laying a foundation, because at some point he's gonna have a run for however many years and he's gonna be super fine. And then someone else is gonna come through and then do a madness. And this is how it's supposed to be. This is how culture grows. And this is how infrastructure grows. And also, that is how you create wealth in and amongst community, because he's got all of his brethren and that working for him. Probably obviously incorporated smart people that he knows along the way and whatnot. And it's like, the bigger the business grows, we talked about this before, what happens? The bigger the business grows, the more money some people can make. Then you get that consistent wage every month, which then helps you to be able to get on the property ladder, which then you'll be able to get, you know, you get people that come from certain communities, certain areas that are now able to get on the property ladder or be able to make certain investments. These people then end up having utes. Then when they have utes now they're in a better situation than they were or we were when we was growing up. Do you understand what I'm saying? It just gets, it's a deep thing that's happening. I mean, I look at it from a super deep side of it, but I just think, I look at this and I'm like, this Don is doing an absolute madness and I love it.
Love it.
How could you begrudge it?
I tell you how. I honestly believe this now. And I keep going back to the village mentality of how we create products and a capitalist society.
Yeah.
To capitalize on someone is to go ahead of them. So where there's now a capitalist society within this industry of what we're making, like people that are trying to outdo each other in music and so on and so forth, unfortunately, Clint's a part of that because he's with the Nike thing. But he doesn't give the capitalist mentality. He doesn't have that mentality. He has, irrespective of how big I have, these are the people I'm fucking with, these are my G's, and we're going to do our thing. Mm. Now, usually, what you see in a capitalist society, especially when I've gone to a lot of parties for like Champions League and all of that, is a bag of rich people in the room that don't really know each other.
Facts.
And they all just talk to each other because they're rich and they can all share business. And their whole life is just, let's keep sharing business. Clint's saying, I don't want to be a part of that. And people have an issue with that. I feel like you have an issue because you want a part of what he's doing. And you'll claim you don't, but if he was a humble guy doing what he's doing and he came up to you and said hello to you, it wouldn't even be the same brand. If he was doing half as good as he was
doing,
that
is interesting.
And he didn't have this attitude, the brand would be half what it is and you lot would be happy with him.
That's quite true, isn't it? Like, obviously people buy into that.
Buying into the cult, they're buying into the story, everything about it. I'm like, bro, if you think Clint's going to be like this in 10 years, he's not. He's going to change. Give him time to grow. Give him time to say, I'm glad I don't do that no more. Why are you trying to be the person? Why? Unless it's an absolute fuck up where man's just mucking about. Bro, my man's actually doing well. I don't see the problem. But again, like I said, when you are singing and you're bossy and you're like, yo, I'm doing the damn thing, there's a group of people that cannot wait for you to fail.
Well, that's it. And I think the bigger thing is it's bigger than Clint. It's about how society in this part of the world looks at braggadociousness. It's like some people look at it and think, oh, that's cold. Some people look at it and think, he's not humble. He's not this. He's got an attitude. He's what a bit the... too this. He's a bit too
Drake
that.
Is not humble. Lil Wayne is not humble. I can go through. These men are not humble, bro. Michael Jordan is not humble. There's times where they're humble, but within their working space where you're seeing Clint, these men are not humble, bro. Zlatan Ibrahimovic grabbing man saying, what number are you? What's your name? These men are not humble. Thierry Henry, these men were not humble. We can go on forever, you know. Well, Messi scoring and doing this to the... These men are not humble, yeah. but that's what you've got to do in order to be great, I guess. Just be the best version of yourself, but then outside of your work...
I call it tapping in.
Tapping in, bro.
You just got to just tap in. Once you tap in, you would find your way, and that's it.
I'm sorry, bro. I don't get. Maybe, do you know what it is? But maybe because I've known him for some time and I've seen what's going on, maybe my perception of the situation is I'm just really, really proud.
What's this? Sorry, bro. Are you showing me something?
What's that?
Yeah, these youths are practically crackheads. Nothing in this world could make me behave like this. Cortez is cold, but lost youth. So what? Wait. What is
in going to his file? Let's go. This is what going to him.
Youth. That looks like a whole load of youth to me.
Wait.
No, he's cussing him.
He's cussing him. Going to it. Going to this guy. Let me see his face. What is this?
Don't put his face on the screen, man.
But what is this?
don't do that. Well, he looks like a bouncer, to be fair.
Well, then why don't he just bounce raves and bounce a ting and bounce along? Why you got a problem with these guys, bro?
Hey, Wayne Wonder had a tune called Bounce Along.
No. Only you remember can that? Make me strong. Yeah. Bounce along. Yeah. Come on, Wayne Wonder had the glasses on. Also, sorry, Wayne Wonder has had the best looking girl ever of all time in his
go
music video.
Go to Wayne Wonder's girl, let me see.
What's her name?
I don't know. Just go to Wayne Wonder, back.
What makes you, how did you even, what has made you see or type in Wayne Wonder anyway?
What do you mean?
Like, what has made...
Holding back. No letting
go. Oh, you're talking about the video.
Brother.
I thought you were talking about his missus.
Oh, no. I wouldn't take a look at a man's missus. I wouldn't take a look at a man's missus.
I would.
No, not Wayne Wonder.
I do it every day, B.
Not Wayne Wonder.
From the video.
Which video,
though? No Letting Go. What a rhythm. Brother. Classic.
He's not Jamaican, though.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
Is he like Bajan?
Probably.
Amy.
Do you know I just threw that out? I don't know.
Nah, he's Jamaican, man.
How can I do that to him?
We'll take him.
So you're going to say, you're going to play, not the video.
You're going to play the lyrics. Man's playing the lyrics.
Relax, man. I don't know what the video is. Does he even have a video?
Do you know what? Maybe it might not be, you know. You know, sometimes some, I'll see it there. Right there. One man wing.
Honestly.
Oh, I used to love this tune.
This is a Nadia J.
Remember that, like, all the gallum in the video? Like, look at that. Yeah, mute the audio, yeah.
The pain, the saddest day in my life is when she left me with a broken... I might have to sample this. Right, just go forward. Let's just see the girl. I don't care. Brother.
Look at this.
There's a part where she's sitting on his lap, yeah? Brother. I might drop it all for this girl, you know?
A modern day Uber driver, yeah.
Look at her, bro. That's E.T. fam.
She's a beauty.
She is. Yeah. I remember her as well.
Are you nuts?
I wonder,
bro,
what she's doing now.
Let's find out. What's her name? Chucky. When she's sitting on Wayne Wonder's lap, I'm like, go on, E.T. My brother. Show them!
Because you are
Weird Wonder. Yeah. I'd love to see
she's
him.
She's beautiful.
Yo, Chucky.
She's beautiful.
Chucky.
Yeah, you can stop it. You can stop it.
But yeah, back to Clint, man.
She's beautiful.
If Clint rolls up with her, that's when I'm really rating this thing now.
I hear that. I hear, what's this here? I'm gonna leave that alone. Okay. All right, we're gonna move on to something quite random, like very off topic.
I just brought a ring wonder, bro.
We're gonna need one day, maybe today's not the day, but one day we're gonna need to have a strong conversation.
Could you go upstairs and get the boys, please?
Yes, Captain.
Thank you.
One day we're gonna need to have a real strong conversation about leaders.
I like this.
One day we're gonna need to do that.
Yeah, I like
that. One day we're gonna actually have to open up a real conversation about leaders and some of the fuckery that goes on with some of them. Yeah? Leaders of countries, spiritual leaders, leaders of church, religious leaders.
Especially religious leaders.
We're gonna need to have a conversation about that one day.
Please.
Because you know what? We can't just keep ignoring certain things that we're just seeing out here. And that has been going on for a long time.
Okay.
I went onto Twitter the other day and I saw, firstly, the Twitter algorithms are showing me some fuckery of late. I don't know if that's happening to you. I need to start filtering that somehow.
Ooh, well, Elon said that's not the case. He killed someone at the BBC coming down to, did you see the BBC interview with Elon Musk?
No, but I did hear about it though. What happened?
He murdered him because he said, sorry to go off topic.
No, it's cool.
The same thing that you just said, this is what the guy said to Elon Musk. So Elon Musk asked him for an example and the guy couldn't, he's like, give me an example. He goes, well, this is nonsense then. And he's trying to claim that there is no, or he was saying there's hateful stuff on his timeline now, more hateful stuff than there was prior. And Elon Musk absolutely took him to the cleaners, poor guy at the BBC. But the sad thing
did he?
The guy's actually telling the truth, bro.
Who? Elon?
No, the other guy. BBC. The BBC are actually telling the truth. I can tell you there's stuff on my timeline consistently.
But I'm seeing bear smoke. And you know what the maddest thing is? Like, the reason why I know this to be the case, don't worry everyone, we'll get back to that in a bit. The reason why I know this to be true is because if I'm being totally honest, the smoke that I'm seeing is smoke that I'm drawn to watching.
You're
I can't lie.
Yeah, fam. At least you're real, though.
I said this to Dan like last year, I think it was. I used to have a habit of going on, seeing people go on Worldstar Hip Hop and go and see the fucking booties and all these type of things. Do you know what I do when I go on Worldstar Hip Hop? Traditionally, I click on the video that says warning.
Yes, that was
graphic.
Me. Yes, that was me.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm talking every Monday, Filthy Fella Office, me, Tego, Greg, Felix, watch it. I'm like, yep, the new Worldstar Hip Hop compilations come out.
Right.
Bear fighting.
Kane, back up, Kane. Yeah. Like, are you scrolling in that on there?
Yeah, just scrolling. I'm all the time. I'm just looking at funny shit, though.
Right, not so really. I'm saying, yeah, that on my timeline right now, I'm just seeing bare smoke.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a lot. The algorithms are just providing me with bare madness, yeah? But what I was also saying to Poe as well is that, like, the reason why I believe that this is an algorithms thing is because the smoke that it's providing me with is a smoke that I'm drawn to watching, I traditionally enjoy watching. When I go on Worldstar Hip Hop, more time people go on Worldstar Hip Hop and they see, you know, they're watching Arse and Gal and this, that, and the other. I used to go on Worldstar Hip Hop and click on the video that said graphic. Warning. Because my curiosity, you know, like, it's just, you know, I don't know what it is. But when it says, for example, man tries to rob shop but's gone wrong,
I need to know what the wrong part is.
And graphic, yes. I need to know.
Sometimes I'm not trying to see bad claret though. Sometimes it's a bit much. You know, if a man's head's just hanging off. You know them videos when you thought he was ready for it and then it's realer than you thought. You're like,
fam.
Fam, how bad it is? I was watching a video this morning.
Are you watching
a man
this morning?
Got his foot chopped off by the propeller. It was a shark and all it was, I think it was the propeller underneath.
Also, it wasn't the shark.
No, because Lippy brought up a good argument. I don't know sharks and I ain't spoken to any. I don't go into water. It's not my business. It's their home. But what I believe is a shark ain't going to come, swim up, Lippy's right, see the 1 foot and go, I'll stop there.
That's true.
That's a whole meal.
That's the true.
He might have bridges. He might be calling them and say, yo, dog, there's a whole black man here. Let's eat this up.
Yeah, that's true.
About the 1 foot. And if you see the foot.
Yeah, the foot's got off clean.
Clean.
But you seen it? It's...
Nah.
Let's change your life. Wouldn't you?
Nah, that's all too much for me.
Why?
I like fighting UFC, but then when I see someone's head or arm or anything hanging off, I'm just like, not for me.
I can tell you, I've seen a whole load of back. There's certain ones where like they really stick with you as well.
Yeah,
when you see
something.
That one, basically, obviously, she was in the, like, he was in the wrong for what he did.
But caught his missus cheating.
Caught his missus.
The mad thing. Oh,
and he came with the bora.
Yeah.
You see that? Brother, he set up a camera in the yard. She had a don over and he was chopping her. Brother, the man kicked off the door, came in with the thing, and it was just all mad. The one thing that I know I can't watch now is if it's got anything to do with kids, I ain't watching that.
No, we never watched that, but wait, going back to this now, my man shanked him up.
Yeah, to bits. Yeah. To both of them.
The whole room, man.
No, I'm not. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What did you say?
I'll send it to you later. Don't put it on the screen, though.
He went and shanked up everything.
Mm-hmm. Till there was nothing left.
Yeah, to bits. To bits, bro. What are you trying to find?
And it's graphic because you're watching him while they're still alive. I've seen
Oh, you seen it?
As they're dying, it's like, weirdos.
I've seen it all. I've seen it all, bro.
Yeah, that's because of World Star Hip Hop, though, man. World Star Hip Hop was so unapologetic, fam. It was so unapologetic itself. Like, you would just see, even had the World Star Hip Hop compilations on a Friday.
Yeah, the Vines were up.
The Vines.
Oh, yeah, the Vines.
I used to love that, on a Friday.
Yeah, bro.
It was the best.
Vine died.
Yeah, but you can still just take other videos and call it something. It's the same thing. Man are just filming themselves. Chop that up and.
I love the street fights. Man, we watch the street fights and that. That's how I came across Kimbo Slice. Remember Kimbo Slice? Kimbo Slice was on the road punching up man.
Yeah, quickly.
You get what I'm saying? Pulling up, huh? He was just...
Don't do that.
He went to UFC. Yeah.
No, but he was the truth for that.
Bits.
No, as a street fighter.
Like some dickhead as well.
Right.
Don't do that, man.
He did though. RIP, but he, bro.
It's because we're comparing him to that. I'm saying, if I'm just looking at him for that level, just that level there, he was thumping, man.
Yeah.
I saw one guy taller than me, like 7 Chuckies. This guy's up here, bro. And Kimbo, I thought was going to lose. Next thing you know, the guy, he was falling for 10. You know when you're that tall? He was falling for 10 minutes. Kimbo thumped him up.
So you're a UFC man?
Yeah.
I love UFC as well. I watch UFC a lot. So you would then understand the perspective of seeing someone like Kimbo who's tough on the street like that and who can bully most men. You could bully most men. But then also understanding like what these men... Because if he could go in UFC and then get packed in like that, it shows you the level of smoke that these men could really, really provide. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
You can't just have hand-to-hand combat. You need jiu-jitsu, you need wrestling, you need fucking takedown defense.
You need it
like,
all.
You man just think because they got a 1 and a 2 that's enough, but you'll get packed in. Trust me.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That's why UFC is cold though, because it's complex, innit? Like, say a boxer, they just box in it, but UFC, you actually have to learn everything. It's mixed martial arts, so obviously, these man, like, they're really going in. Like, one day it's boxing, one day it's jiu-jitsu, one day it's karate, one day it's fucking kickboxing. Like, and you're just throwing them all together and the best man wins, innit?
It's one of my favourite things to watch, man. I know it's difficult for, like, sometimes, like, there's certain fights that will be difficult to watch. But, you know, the person who actually made me understand a lot of it was actually Joe Rogan. You know that? Yeah, because... For example, I just always wanted to see man standing up and swinging it out because that was just like, I came from World Star Hip Hop. That's my thing. You get what I'm saying?
It feels right.
Right? But then like when they were doing all the ground stuff and whatnot and the wrestling and that, early on, he used to always talk through exactly what was happening, which then made me understand how much of a chess match it was. And his commentary was so spot on. It's like, as he's talking about it, this is actually what's, and you can actually see it. And you start thinking, raw, like, one wrong move, and it's a tappage. But quickly, look, moving back onto the smoke thing, yeah?
On the smoke
thing? No. Desensitized. Like being desensitized to stuff. Ooh. Like how desensitized are you to violence? Like seeing violence?
In today's day and age, bro, man sees violence every other day. It's like the whole world desensitized to it now. Like, I remember back in the day when I was in school, there used to be this thing called Faces of Death, I think it was, where like you'd see people die and shit. And that was like a big thing, like, yo, have you seen Faces of Death when it showed these fucking
what do you mean?
See, by the way, he's from Manchester. Manchester's the craziest place.
What do you mean?
Some weird, I think it was called Snuff Porn, you know, that weird killing people shit, like, but obviously, that was the most you'd know. That was like,
are you serious?
No, but where would you watch this?
On the internet, it was just like,
oh, you just find someone getting
Faces of Death. Obviously, it was just like some weird shit, but that was the most.
Wait, was this I'm just trying to paint this. Was this a website?
Nah, that was the name of the fucking, what is it like?
The genre.
Obviously, it was like a film, but not a film. And it was just these guys killing people. They went jail for it in the end.
What?
But what? Yeah, alright, you need to. This is all over the place. Yeah, so obviously, let's go at the start. What happened?
That was the, I remember one video, they got this guy in the woods and they're just hammering his face.
Oh, obviously, my
he's still alive, innit? And they're just hammering him.
Why?
Because it's for fun, innit?
They were out here killing people for fun?
Yeah.
Where they from?
Eastern Europe. I don't know where.
They're not black, are they?
Nah.
See, black people, we don't do those type of things.
You what? Don't do that. Don't do that. Hey,
certain kill for fun.
Listen,
but not for fun.
Certain African countries love a chop. Yeah, we'll have a conversation about that one day as well.
Yeah, but they love a chop after a confrontation or a disagreement. These men are just going to the woods to kill. Have you ever met a man that's just going, what are we doing today? I'm going to shop. What are you doing? I'm going to kick ball. What are you going to do? I'm just going to kill some people. Like, no, that's just not really a conversation.
But back then, that was like the most, innit? That was it. Like, yo,
that was the most.
That was the limit. But now, but just open
that is the limit.
Chat,
that is the limit for real.
Head hanging off.
Nah,
literally.
Because now the kids, them and that. Yeah. Chops it and all.
I'll get that, yo, content warning if you want to click this.
Oh, yeah, for real, you know.
And then it's just claret everywhere.
That's the only thing I can't watch, you know? I can't watch. If I look at you and I'm like, you're under the age of like 21.
I am
not watching no stabbing or anything. I can't watch it. When I see these youths doing that, it proper, it breaks man's heart. Because I'm just like, because there's other things you can be doing, bro. You don't even know what you're doing right now. This is long.
I know, sword fights, bro. Like, sword.
Brother.
Niggas can fence.
I know.
Man, fence, bro. These niggas need to go Olympics.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. Hey, do you know what? Yeah, one time, I don't know if we played it here, but it was at Hyde Park. I think it was what? It might have even been, was it Hyde Park during lockdown?
I remember.
Where Bear People was there and there was one ute that was chasing the next ute and he had a big sword, bro.
Brother.
And the sword was so big that he couldn't run. Well, two things. One, he couldn't run with it. And the second thing is he didn't have the forearm muscle to hold it up. So you know like when you hold something and you don't have the forearm, it goes like that. So he's running with it going like this. And I'm like, what are you doing with that? Like, it's how just, are you concealing
smart.
That?
That's my, the evolution of stabbing, by the way, in terms of from the knives they used to use when I was going to school to now, is just, I'm watching Zelda.
Bougie chefers now, you know.
Brother.
Man said the evolution of stabbing, you know.
Brother, it is. I've watched man have like little small, I remember when someone, you know, a compass. Look at this!
Man are walking around with cutlass, bro.
Man are walking around with knives the same size as Pickney. This is crazy. Back in the day, it'd be like a little compass. Man was stabbing people with compass, like the end of a compass or like a little pocket knife or a Stanley. Not now, bro.
You see that video of the fucking the white guys when he takes the zombie off him? He stabs him and then he takes it off him. I swear they're in Scotland or Ireland or something and then my man's just fighting him, punches him up, takes a zombie. You know what video I mean?
No. So I'm saying you're really outside.
He's got no top on. My man's like, stab me. Takes the knife off him and just gives him some hands, but yeah, we're not even watching.
Are you desensitized to a lot of this stuff?
I was, but no, I'm not. Sometimes I can feel something. Like when I saw that knife for the boy's running, everyone's just sitting down. I'm like, I can't even fathom the thought process to know that you're running from a knife this big and everyone's just sitting down watching like it's a film. And there's nothing you can do. Like no one's helping you. It's like you can't even trip up. You're on grass. There's no grip. You say you slip. Now everyone's just gonna watch you die. Like everyone, guys, I feel, it just makes me feel like this ain't entertaining. This ain't funny. This is fucked.
Yeah, I think at one point I was majorly desensitized. Majorly, but I do think that I'm like coming out of that a little bit, purely because, and I know it's stages by stages, but before I could watch anything, happening to anyone, but now I can't watch, like now I can't watch
nope.
anything happening to them. I can barely watch the news when, you know, certain countries, war-torn countries, when there's a baby underneath the rocks. Nope. And I can't watch that. I'm finding that stuff difficult. But it does make me think as well, it's like, what is the repercussions of people being desensitized to things? Like, is there a repercussion? Is there a social, can that create an extra social problem with people being desensitized?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, the repercussion is smoke, man. Mm. All across the board, in all different aspects of life as well.
Do you know, could we turn that mic on? Is that okay?
Not just violence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's all smoke. What's my man?
Yeah, now niggas don't care about death, innit? Because look, even like, what was that video I was watching? It's like, it's New York.
Could you hold your thought quickly, one second. Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, so obviously, there's like this New York drill dance, yeah, where they're basically mocking how my man died in the dance. So they're like doing, what's it called, a Naughty Bop or something?
Oh, I've heard about that.
They're doing the dance of him dying. But I'm thinking, yo, you see, back when we was in school, like, if someone got killed that man didn't like or whatever, we ain't, like, no one ain't, like...
Glorifying it.
It's like, right, fucking hell.
Nah, yeah. It's still deep.
Yeah, it was still deep. Everyone was still hurt. Now, these youths make dances about you dying, they don't care. It's like, but this is because they've seen so much of murder and killing, desensitized to this point where it's just like, yeah, we'll make a dance if someone dies now. We'll smoke them, we'll dance to them. Well, fuck it.
It's the phone as well, isn't it?
Mm. The phone's really across the board, though.
By the way, that extra voice you can hear, everyone, is Kane. Yeah?
My brother.
Wagwan.
Yeah, go on, sorry.
Don't you think across the board, though, people are going mad? Because even think, when I was in school, yeah, a girl would wear, like, an Echo tracksuit, and mum would wear Echo tracksuits. Like, everyone was shopping JD. Whereas now, a girl will dress at 13, 14, how a 22-year-old dresses. There's not really no divide. The phone, man, trust me. Across the
board. Information is a good thing and a bad thing. Information is a good thing and a bad thing. It just depends on whose hand the information falls in. Mm-hmm. So if information falls in a good person's hand, you can predict that there will be some good things happening.
Mm.
And you can kind of preempt what the good things will be. You see, if the person's negative, there is so much directions that they can go in. Fuck knows where they end up. So when you have negative people having children, for example, and then, like you said, you have the 13-year-old that goes to school like she's 22 years old. Now, some people will say it's not an issue. For me, that's an issue. The same way the man's going around 13, 15, 14 years old, desensitized to stabbing, got a zombie knife.
Mm.
It's because you're so exposed to your phone. You're so exposed. Man can get stabbed in Scotland. We can find out 1 second later just from our phone. It's too much information. So when you have so much information and you've got no time to process it, you don't care about the information no more. It's like, so what? Yeah, I'll cheat on my girl. Yeah, we'll stab that. So because you've had no time to process this and go, wait, this is actually bad. Whereas back in the day, like you said in school, there was no phone. So there was time for you to have a discussion about something, really take it in and go, do you know what, man needs to kind of stop this, you know? Because you have multiple conversations until the next one happens. Because if someone gets stabbed now, fam, give it 5 minutes, find another stabbing. Eventually it's like, no, everyone's getting stabbed.
Mm.
So that's your sort of like moral high ground for doing it. It's...
You know, I was speaking to a criminal lawyer, yeah? Mm. Super cool girl, actually. And she's from here. And she defends murderers, fraudsters, or whatever. Yeah.
Good girl.
And like she, having an interesting conversation because you know that's my field, innit?
Of course.
So like, I'm curious to like understand how they deal with certain things. But I was saying to her, she mentioned something that was kind of interesting where she was talking about when someone does a madness, yeah. And then obviously she's got to speak to them quite soon afterwards or whatever, after being arrested and that. I think one of the main things that she mentioned to me was that at first, like a lot of the young bucks don't really understand the severity of what's happened in it. As far as they're concerned, it's just beef. Someone got dropped. It is where it is, yeah. But it kicks in more so when it's like, all right, boom, after the conversation with the lawyer and whatever, yeah, boom, I'm going home now. No, you're not going home though.
You're here.
You got to stay here now. What do you mean I got to stay here? Because enough youths are thinking, right, boom, I've come in for the conversation or whatever. What I can, I must be able to get a young 1 week, 2 weeks back with the, nah. You got to like, you got to stay here and you're not going to go home for a long time. That's when like it starts to kick in. But even then, when you speak to like being desensitized, they're still desensitized because it's not, the sadness isn't about what's happened. It's about, rah, I can't go home. It's not, rah, I just lick somebody down or whatever it is. It's like, rah, how long am I gonna be here for? Well, I can't, and I can't chop, yeah.
Now I'm gonna eat stroganoff.
Right. Yeah.
It's sad though, man. The whole thing's sad.
Yeah, it's twisted though. These man are ready for the jail.
For the first year.
Right, they're not unaware of the consequences because the boys are going to jail.
Yeah, and no. Because, do you know what it is? If you've never been, yeah, some people are aware of, I think they're aware of it. They understand it. But it's different when you're there. The thing is though, I think it's in our human nature to adapt to stuff because we adapt all of the time. Do you get what I'm saying? So at first, what happens is, man, no, rah, boom, if I do X, Y, and Z and I get caught, I'm going to go jail. Yeah, but you don't know what that looks like until you're there. Yeah,
of course.
And then once you're there, and then you start thinking, shit, fuck, it's sadness or whatever. But then what happens? Man, adapt. And when the adapting part, I believe, spores two things, or one of two things. You either adapt and you say, all right, bomb, how long am I in here for? And what have I got to do to get out? Good behavior, I've got to study, I've got to do this or whatever. Cool, I'll do that. And I'm going to ride my time and I'm just going to get out of here and I'm not trying to come back here again. The other adapting looks like, fuck, how long am I here for? I'm this, all right, cool, what? Who's here who's a bit like me and who's on what I'm on a little bit because I'm on this protecting thing. No one can't chat to me. Boom, I need to fucking defend. You start getting in your head a little bit, man, so no one ain't going to move to me. So then you adapt and you're in that situation and you almost carry on with a little bit of smoke in there, but you just deal with it while you're in there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But Chucks, it's like this though. Think about it. The people that have the mentality are younger generations. And when you're younger, you're consistently in large groups.
Yeah.
You stop being in large groups after university. So I think after university, you go in prison, is like, it's long because you're more involved with just yourself, a smaller group of people. So that whole being in a large group of people is not something you're used to. But I see the youngsters, fam. When they go to prison like 18, 19, fam, they're coming out 6, 7 months later, even a year, they don't give a damn. They were in school with a group, bag of people. They're probably going to go to college with a bag of people. They'll work a 9-to-5 with a bag. It's only when you are in a different profession or you're in a profession or in a lifestyle which doesn't allow you to be around loads of people. That's when I think some people are like, nah, scrap this, cuz. This is not for me. But I don't even like these type of environments in the first place. But like I said, I spoke to some people that come fresh from prison, straight back when I was doing youth work, straight to my youth centre. Cause that you, they don't give a shit.
Yeah,
maybe they're putting on a front for me. I don't know, but they get in, bro. And the whole situation they're giving me is the same way they will talk about a school day. And then I deal with an older person, and the spill that they're giving me is how their time is being taken away, how their privacy is no longer there.
Right.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? So I just think, yeah, maybe the older you get.
You know what it is, Chucky? You're looking at it from a logical standpoint, but man, not looking to risk at 18. For no money, risk of 20 years for no money. It's an illogical point of view anyway.
No, I know, I understand that.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the element of just adapting. Yeah. So it's like, we always, like, the lighter way of looking at adapting is, say for example, we was talking before about like how expensive shit is, yeah? So for example, you know what, like government, for example, will say, yeah, this has gone up, that's gone up. This has gone up, that's gone up. And then we obviously get mad and upset and whatever, and it's fucking hard. Yeah. But then we just adapt. We don't touch the road. We don't, like, it's not like, see, like France, for example, yeah, just recently in France, they turn around and say, listen, boom, see the pension thing? You get your pension at 62. You know what? We're going to give it to you at 64. You what?
They went mad.
They went outside. What are you talking about? We're going to have to wait the next 2 years. Fuck that. I'm stepping out. Here, though, we just adapt. But I do think, even though I'm giving that example of over there, I do believe that, like, across the board, everywhere, people just find ways to adapt. But going back to this situation, I think what happens is, a lot of the time is, you know about certain things and the reality hits you when you get there, but then you find a way to adapt. Mm. And that adapting looks like either smoke or I need to just find a way to just fucking...
just get ride
this and just get out of it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100. And the latter is always the older person, and I just think...
Right, the latter is always the older person.
And the
100.
First one is always like...
The younger you.
Like, I'm 20 years old, I'm doing 5 years, I come out, I'm 25.
Yeah,
when you're 32 young. Years old and you come out and you're 37, it's a whole different scenario, fam. Like, that's a whole different thing. When you start getting into a job, on a proper job, now you're 41.
Yeah.
When you find your missus, now you're 47. Yeah. Who now knows no picnic?
Yeah.
But bare prison visits. Stinks, man. It stinks, man. I just, a couple of my brothers anyway, I always told them, I'm like, you're going to prison like it's a holiday, fam. Like, you're moving like you enjoy this thing. Oh, it's not. And I'm like, it's something, big man. But you have to learn till we get older. And it's when we're in like our mid-20s.
Yeah.
Them now?
You know, some people are just institutionalized, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
like some people are just institutionalized to their block. Nan said it to me when we had that conversation on the thing. JD, he mentioned that. He was like, sometimes you can be institutionalized to your block. You grow up in this and it just is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. We've got
brethren that probably ain't left money. It's that simple. They won't come London. Even if we just come London, they'll say, oh yeah, I'll come next time.
Long enough.
But it'll never come.
It'll never come. Never.
See, that's the interesting thing even for you now as an artist, yeah? You're stepping a little bit out of your environment, innit? So at first, it must feel like a bit weird a little bit. Like as you're trying to maneuver this thing that you're coming at and you're just seeing just other shit. Like to most people, it's normal because a lot of people get to go and travel and they get to go see different cities, different places, eat different food or whatever. But when you're an artist and you come from a certain thing and you actually get to like step out of it a little bit, it's like, it feels a bit weird, isn't it? It's like, right, there's a whole world outside of my ends.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But in the same breath, yeah, we've always been the type of guys that just exploring it. So like from 16, mum's going Wales and going to little weird festivals in Wales.
I'll swear.
Expanding it. Right. Obviously, I don't feel like man's ever been simple-minded, really. Like, always wanted to do more than the average, innit? Because obviously chilling on the block all day is boring after a while, innit? Don't get it twisted. Everyone still does it here and there, but from early, we've just been explorers, like Doras, literally, from early.
Mm.
So I feel like when the music thing happened, it was just second nature to me anyway, because I was already used to just coming out my comfort zone whenever I felt like it. You get me?
Do you see, you're doing shows and that, do you, occasionally?
Yeah.
So what, how are you rolling? Are you rolling with bare man or a couple of man?
Nah, now like 4 or 5 man, but at the start I used to roll with like 15, 20 man, like as much as we could fit. I'll take the piss, me, like literally, they give me eight guest lists, I'm saying 15, because obviously I want the whole squad there in it. And it's one of them as well, if we're going to another city, man, what, I'll be deep anyway, just in case something might pop off and, you know, we have to think about these things. Obviously it's not good, but it can happen in it, so better still just be with bare man.
What made you scale down?
After a while, I realised I'm doing a job in it. I'm here to work, not here to frigging. And too many man bring other man, and then man want to bring this other guy and this other guy, and I'm just like, who's that? I don't even know who that is. And then it just gets too much. So now I just keep it to my close four. You get me?
Do you know what I've noticed as well is that, see, like when it's the, like you bring the dons now, yeah, but then when they bring the other dons, that you know, obviously, they don't always respect the thing the same way that your dons do. Yeah, because
they're not your guys. So
right.
They're
just on a, yes.
I'm just there, me, you get me?
They don't care, bro.
They don't give a shit, bro.
Come on, bro, don't watch nothing, man, it's good. I'm like,
you gotta be like, yo, chat to your boy, because like, it's not even your boy, and now you're like, who's he? Like, yeah, man, I hate all that shit, so we just had to dumb it down a bit. But it's for the best, though. It's definitely for the best now. I enjoy doing shows more now anyway, because even when I'm done and I just see my four niggas, I'm just like, yeah,
right.
How was that? You can just tell me.
Right.
Boom, boom, and keep it moving. No gas. Yo, bare gas and air and electric. We don't need all that.
Yeah, I love it, though, you know. I love it so much. It's so funny. Bro, that was my, come on, my brother. You done, though. I love it so much.
But the one day, though, one day a man's got to turn around and say, don't know, you know. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And I'll be honest with you, like I don't go out of my way to do it.
Yeah.
But if there is a moment where I can do it, I do enjoy doing that.
Oh yeah, so obviously.
You know, like just to let them, like, you know what, because it's not that I don't rate you. I just need to let you know that, nah, like that was cool, but you definitely could have done better.
Yeah, that's what I want. Just tell me that. Because if I keep going out media, and man is just gassing me. Mm. We're not progressing. We're just going around in circles. Like, man needs to be getting better every show. You get what I'm saying? But if you got yes men there, they're just going to yes away and wait for the next guest list. But when you got your brethrens, your real ones, they're going to be like, yo, that was Maka. Like, why are you singing like that, bro? You did it way better when you get what I'm saying? Right. That's what I need to hear.
Listen, one time I played for one particular artist, I won't say his name, DJing from whatever. We've done bare shows, bodied shows, done all of that. But then, do you know what? There was a point, where we did something and I said, everyone, all the manning was there. It's like, now it's time to drink, gal and whatnot. I was like, nah, do you know what? That was far off it. That was far off it. Yeah. That was bad.
You need to go studio.
That was bad. Yeah, that was bad. Like, that, and I think all it was is, you know, like, when you're doing so many shows, sometimes you can get into an autopilot, yeah? Mm. And that autopilot is sick because you've got a rhythm, you know what you're doing, and you've got a formula and it works. But then sometimes that autopilot means that you might, like, just fall short a little bit. And you're like, it's not a taking the moment for granted thing, but it's just, you're just...
Taking the moment for granted.
Like, right. Taking the moment for granted. Yeah.
Everything's just happening. You're just like, yeah, man, we do this all the time. Big man, come on.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I think about it, I love telling man they've messed up because I don't like the fact that they've messed up. It irritates me. Seeing man them that you know you should be doing better.
Right.
And it resonates.
Really irritates me.
When you tell a man he messed up, that nigga won't forget that. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Like, don't forget that. He'll forget the, yo, you was cold, you was sick.
Right.
Don't forget that you messed up. So I don't personally anyway. I don't know about next, man, but yeah.
I'm nasty, I'll do both.
Yeah.
When you come off stage, I don't want to tell you right then. It's we're in the moment. Oh, mad. Give it a day. Big man, I can't lie to you. That was not the thing.
Yeah, that
was not the thing. We have to be better.
Yeah. What you got going on at the moment, bro?
Dropping my new tune. Well, it'll probably be out by this time, but yeah. I got an EP coming out, Bankosis. Got
what single. Date?
Mid-May.
Yeah, this will be out next week, Monday.
Yeah.
You don't... I told you yesterday. You don't move efficient like that. This will be out.
Big man, this is
out. This comes out Sunday. Right. And then the visual's out. Anyway.
No, the visual's out on the visual's out on Saturday.
Saturday.
No, the audio's out on Saturday. The visual's Sunday. Yeah. It's quick.
Right. Wednesday after that.
Right.
Oh, God, do it, innit?
Come on, my
boy. Yeah.
Bro, we're quicker than I thought.
Yeah, that's rapid, blood. That's just working and stuff like that, man. But yeah, nah, listen, man. You just keep your eye on the prize, innit? And focus. The infrastructure is in a decent place at the moment. Actually, talking of that, just real quick, doesn't it feel a little quiet out here?
What do you mean?
Musically.
Yeah, it's dry, man.
It feels, ain't you been feeling that? Just a tad.
It always feels quiet to me though.
Does it?
Yeah.
Nah, it's been ultra quiet though.
But all right, go. Why does it always feel quiet to you, Poe? Quick, go.
I don't think the quality threshold's high enough, so I'm not interested. So and this is not saying much rubbish, but for what I want to hear, I can't hear it, so therefore I can't hear nothing. So it's silent. That feels right to me.
But go on. Does it feel quiet for you?
I'm not even going to say his name, but I think, when a certain artist, he was on a hype and then something happened, it went out the window. And I think the UK scene's died since that. It shook up the scene so much that it's never really recovered since.
I'll say the name. Is it Dacia Velli you're talking about? All right, okay.
But obviously, I feel like, I've not really, since then, I think music's been dead, in the UK.
That is interesting, because I ain't going to lie, Dutch was flaming hot to absolute bits. And then obviously, and that's happened to a couple of men, to be fair. That's actually happened to a couple of men. Maybe not that flaming hot, but that. But
yeah.
Now, do you know what? For me, there's been a lot of things that I've liked in that time, for me personally. But I do think, irrespective of what I like and don't like, because I always find shit that I like.
Yeah.
I always do. Even in where the noise is happening over here, I might just be over here really liking this. And I love it and I'm playing it or whatever. But in general, everything feels real quiet to me right now.
I do hear where you're coming from.
Like, everything feels quiet. It feels like there's nothing really happening or going on.
But it's festival time, don't it? It's early festival time, so I know.
But shouldn't things be happening?
Nah, man, because you need to.
Nah, because you're waiting to just get it into everything.
And a lot of the artists.
Remember, the festivals are only for all the things that was going off at the back end of last year.
So if you start performing your new stuff at the festival, I mean, I say that, but even if you start performing your stuff today at festivals, it's not going down. So imagine new stuff. Certain artists are I've been watching Rolling.
I hear that, but your market value, you can affect your market value a little bit in regards to that, because. Let's just say, for example, if something's come out now, whatever, and you're having a mad moment and it's just doing whatever it's doing, I'm just saying that, then boom, when it's time to negotiate the festival deal, boom, this is what I require.
Huh?
So I already booked.
All right, so hear what I'm saying, yeah? Boom, yeah. I'm the festival don now. Yeah. I'm the agent, right? Before the stuff's come out or whatnot, cool, which is great. Here's the contract. This is what we negotiate that, whatnot. Then you drop something and it does a madness. Remember, you're still getting that. Don't come back to me on a vibe of, this is what you're doing now.
Yeah, but yeah? Strategy-wise, I just...
You're right, mate.
But strategy-wise, that doesn't make sense to me. Right. I look at it like this.
Go on.
My show is where my people are at. So if I do all of these festivals, accumulate new people, then drop a new project and then do my project, to me, strategy-wise, that makes more sense. At a festival, you can't guarantee everyone's there for you because they're not. True. There's loads of different reasons. That's your opportunity to get new fans. If you've got music that you know is lit, you perform it there, you do your thing, you get new fans. By the time it's time to drop your new project, everyone's game. More people come to your live show.
Yeah, that's what I think makes more sense. Festival shows are just a shot window, man.
It's a shot window, isn't it?
Trust me.
And some people have been failing. Oh!
So wait, let's be clear. What are you saying, like, artists are dropping closer to the festival time?
I'm saying, realistically now, everything that's impacting the festival would have dropped pre-December.
Unless you're Kendrick.
So there's no major push.
Oh, yeah, if you're a big artist, it's different. Yeah.
Kendrick done it, Coachella 2017.
There's no major push to drop now. Because you've already took all your bookings at the end of last year. Like, you know what's coming in. You've already been paid for the work you've put in. It's more just gravitating to get more fans at those festivals and dropping on the back end of it.
That's what I would recommend anyway.
When you drop in third quarter now after these festivals, you're going to get bigger bids than in December when they're throwing out your bids again.
Mm.
So you're kind of preparing for next year whilst that's happening, do you know what I'm saying? It's all preparation.
And honestly, I feel like the whole game now revolves too much around business. I think this kind of goes back to why you're saying you feel it's more quiet, because everyone's making moves now. Remember, this is the first time money's been here. This is like...
A lot of money as
remember,
well.
Remember, I'd say when it was like Western Time notes and all that, yeah, that was like the NWA period. Sweet. The first bits of money was actually getting dispersed between them and them. Everyone was starting to eat. See, now that people are making mills and it's getting a lot easier to make these types of breads and whatnot. Like, and we're in our early 2000s, like Ja Rule, Nelly Hot in Here period and that, like, you can make copious amounts of money off a lot less moves than you would have had 2 years ago.
But then so the problem
it's about
is
the business being good.
But there's no longevity then.
There's not, but
that it makes me question how much you even love it, because the rappers that dropped consistently over a period of time today, and I'm talking about the old ones, they're still here now. And the people that treated it like me and Chuck and we were talking about now, no one will give a fuck.
But the longevity argument is kind of a weird one with that though, because people are going to make more over a 2 year span now than a lot of artists from that time's career value.
But these guys are like 21, 22, Kane. By the time they're 27, if you've made most of your money at 27, you're going to die at 70. So are you going to guarantee me that you can make money for 43 years? I don't think you can.
Nah,
you
on
shit music.
Like that, they're not
they need
like
to.
That.
Yo, they need to.
Half a mil.
Yeah, the cash in.
Do you know why they have to? Because Mason Cameron just done horse and carriage the other day and it went mad. That's when you make.
But to be
music.
Fair, that's not going to be everyone's story.
Of course not.
And this is, I think sometimes as well, I'm not saying this on just on you, but I think sometimes we do romanticize the past, forgetting the bullshit that was in it, because we look at the things that lasted. Do you know how much shit came out?
But I'm saying dog that shit. That usually that shit is the people that.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Dogs, that's unfair.
No, there is some
certain
dog
things.
Shit. There
no,
is
certain,
some dog shit.
No, just no. But
there
I mean, like certain artists, there was like that was around for a time period. And they didn't. Their career wasn't supposed to be.
We need artists, though, man. We need to name someone to look at it as a case study.
All right, look at Jigga Man. When Jigga Man dropped Sunshine, yeah, I was not interested. I couldn't believe it. I heard Jay-Z and Babyface. I saw flashy suits. I said, what the hell is this? When he went back to some of that real stuff now, and I'm hearing Beanie Siegel on tracks and Emil and Memphis Bleek, not all this. All of a sudden, it resonates and it still works today. I'm just saying, I can name artists, but I do it too much. I'm done now. So much people that play this 2-3 year game. Look at everyone that was popular in this 2-3 year game. Where are they, bro?
So let's just say, for example,
some of them are doing remember, me and Chucky's
do
now. They got podcasts. For what?
Do you remember Young Jock? Remember Young Jock? Remember that going down? So his story was never supposed to be of a Kendrick in that. Do you get what I'm saying? It's a whole different thing. For a certain time period, that was just the wave.
Yeah.
Like, and that was just that. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, I don't know what's that. Like, if you use the equivalent of an artist at that time period over here, they wouldn't have made, they would have had a nice little era where they would have done a few festivals and whatever it was, yeah, but they wouldn't have made the bread that you'd make now.
What name did you say?
Young Jock.
Come on, man.
No, but I'm just
there's
using
rappers that are better than the young jocks over here. Do you know what I'm saying? Young jock was really, even if you see him now, he's a clown. I'm talking to the rappers that are actually good. And because they're seeing, put it this way. I remember Krypton Conan saying to me, Paul, we done a show in 2014, 2015,
mm-hmm.
and we saw Tiny come out and do a particular sound that got a response.
Mm-hmm.
Krypton Conan went and made a song of that sound. I promise you, they haven't performed it in about 6-7 years. They went back to what they usually do. They got Don't Waste My Time. They got all this stuff that they can still perform today. It may never go at number one.
Skepta did it as well.
So I'm saying, but I remember that Krypton Conan conversation because they were so gassed by the lights. The lights don't last long, you know. Gas and electricity is going up anyway. So come on, my brother. Like,
nah, but then
it don't
Paul,
last
it's
long.
It's about value of what these people want. Because as much as the lights don't last long, if the business is correct in the lights, remember, some people want financial freedom. That's that.
But financial freedom doesn't come at 27 unless you are a like millionaire, billionaire. Like, financial freedom, if you're living a lifestyle which is quite expensive and you accumulate a lot of money over a period of time, all I'm saying is no one can guarantee me at 50 years old when you have your grandkids, you're going to have bread.
Nah,
there is
can't,
no
but
guarantee.
But it can give you a basis of investment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, if you don't want to do music forever and you make 6-7 million in an 18-month, two-year span, you've got money to then reinvest now for life. Do you get what I'm saying?
I wouldn't say for life, though.
And it's just, up to you what you do with it.
That's money management.
Exactly. Right. That's just what you, it's up to you what you do with it. But it gives you that starting point to be able to do that.
I'm saying to you, you need to know what you're doing.
Not everyone wants to be performing in 10 years.
But Kane, you need to know what you're doing before you get to the point of making that money. You can't make your plan then. Because say you wanted to make the music that lasts forever. Now you can't, because you put yourself in a position of you're up here, and now you can't even just make steady music. You just have to stay up here.
So what about
do you know how
guy,
difficult that is?
What about a guy who never wanted to make music in the first place and he just
started making music?
He was popular in the hood. Everyone told him to make music.
Yeah.
It blew. He got his mills and now he's just like, I never wanted to make music anyway. I'll just
that's a win.
It goes back to me saying, just know what you want to do in life. I think that's really important. I'm not you. You're you. You've been you for a long time. Why are you asking me what you should do with your life?
But that is
you can ask me for advice.
A lot of man know, you know. A lot of man never wanted to be rappers. Like, we actually care about music, but there's some man that just got told to rap because they were popular already.
Sick.
And now they've gone. So in their mind frame, why am I carrying on?
But they're gone. But how old are these guys that you're talking about? Because I can give you examples of people from my era
from
or other rappers.
To fucking to however old. Like,
I'm saying the people we're talking about now, none of them are above 32. Not one of them. So I don't know the end of the story.
Nah, factual, I'll give
I don't
that.
Know the story. I just know right now. Just right now. What if I told you in the year 2020, 2021, you'd be in your yard like everyone else in the whole world, you would have told me I'm lying. But that happened, bro. So for me now to tell you that these men that are making a huge amount of money, I don't care if it's 8 million, bro, over the course of whatever. If you're 27, like I said, 28, 29, there is no guarantee at 55, bro. You're going to be going to France punching people up because the pension's gone up too high. There's no guarantee you will have that money. So I'm like, for me, know what you're going to do. And most importantly, when it comes to music, just stay steady until you know what you want to do with the situation. Because if that opportunity to go is going to, it can still be there. Because you've never gone there before anyway. So no one in that world even knows you. If you've got the formula and the recipe to do it then. Once you know you want what you want to do afterwards. Don't just do it because it's the thing to do, bro. You're rubbing yourself out, bro.
Can I be honest with you? I've lost complete track of this argument.
Oh, sorry, no, sorry. I'm saying, in a nutshell, is just stick to what you want to do in music. Don't sit down in a record label with A&Rs telling you you could make 8 million over the next 3 years. Because once you've made that 8 million, if you're 28, 29, Chucky, and you have no idea what to do with the rest of your career, and you're living life, your outgoings are up there, and now you're not hot no more. And now you need to maintain up there, not being hot no more. But you could have just been cool. And then go, I need to get hot because with this money, I'm going to reinvest it. Then you could have got hot because you now have a plan. If you just listen to a bag of guys that wanted to exploit you because you're popular and you've made all this money, brother, unless you're Central C, I don't recommend it. I proper don't recommend it because then eventually you'll be making money for what? 2-3 years, you're sick. And then 3-4 years later, you're doing a podcast.
No, just don't do that. Doing a podcast is lit.
Yeah, if that's what you wanted to do, but not when you have no other options and you're like, might as well go and do this. I think that stinks. I want when me and you done a podcast, we wanted to do a podcast. Hence the reasons why we're still here today. I'm saying when you're just, you don't know what you want to do, you're taking instructions as a musician, I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend it. It just doesn't feel right to me.
I don't know if this is part of the argument,
Mm.
But I just think that like, what it sounds like as well is that like, a part of this is you can't control that unless you have certain types of people around you that That's is going to be able to help you with your finances and all of that, which is a completely, which is a separate conversation to me in my mind. But what I do also think is as well is that like sometimes, like not everyone's story as an artist has that super longevity. Like some people's story is really 2-3 years. Do you get what I'm saying? And to be fair, that's actually most people's story. Yeah, like you're when you check it, like the majority of people will not have that same longevity as, you know, let's say like artists here that, you know, Dave is very likely to have. He's been around for a bit. Huff, Skepta.
Skeppy, not like Jamie. Yeah. There's a lot of people that have been here for time, Chucky. I can
we nah, can not by percentage, you know.
Huh? It's still
not
it's still
by percentage, though, you know.
By percentage,
oh, come on, that's never gonna happen.
Nah, but if you think about it, it's in probably any, not even 1%.
But that's the point. That's the point. But that's the point, though.
But so they're making bad decisions, Chucky. What I'm saying is, there's young individuals putting themselves in situations that they don't know anything about. They know about the music. They know that part. But you see the, like, they don't know anything past that point. But there are people in labels that have seen that same boy come in 25 times. They know this is lasting 3 years. I'm saying if you're aware that's going to last 3 years, then make sure you have your contingency plan.
But and some people don't. Some people don't. Some people.
And I've saying to you, that's bad. I care about these people. That's bad. Okay, yeah. You made 7 million when you're, that's fantastic. What are you doing at 35, 36, 37, 38?
See, my angle though, Poe, would more be like, if I say I'm representing an artist here, I might have the utmost belief that this artist is going to be around for a long period of time. But I'm also realistic in understanding that maybe it might not be that. So with that being said, we will ride, we'll have a plan. We'll definitely have a plan in like musically what we're trying to do or whatever else. But ultimately, if you only have a certain period within that, which is a small period, my thing would just be, look, just be smart with what you've got now because you don't know what's going to be coming 100%. Later on down the line. But that is, that's not just a musical thing. I think that is like in any type of business where you're making a certain amount of money or whatever, I would always just say, you know what, like sometimes money just can stop. There's the like life can just be a little bit weird like that. But you know what, like not everyone's going to be here for a long period of time, and that is okay. But you can still aspire to do it. You can still aspire to be that guy, but don't aspire to that point of thinking, well, I'm going to be that guy so I can just spend everything. Like that's just, you're going to obviously put yourself in a mad situation that way. But I don't know, if I'm being honest with you, I don't know where we're going with this. I'm just responding to what's happening.
I'm just saying, don't do what, I'm basically saying, I'm not going to say the names. If I said names, it would make it easier. But I would say, I like a Koji Radical. I like a Nines. I like a Jamie. I like a Skepta.
But not everyone can be them.
But they've given you, there's more examples. There are people that, I'm not asking you to be them. I'm asking you to be the version of yourself. And it's down to the choice you make.
Okay, all right, cool. Do you know what that sound is, yeah?
What is that?
Basically, we got to do a hard stop at 5 to 3, yeah? Yeah. So I said to him, as soon as this alarm goes off, I'm going to have to shout at Poet and say Howlers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That feels right.
Do you know what, like, do you know what Howlers are? Do you know what he means by Howlers?
Tell him. So Howlers are play things that happen in life, like I said right now, that you just don't do.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a good life, you're in control of that. You've had a howler. I've had many.
And I want you to respond to each howler that he has here. How many howlers have you got?
I've got 3.
All right, respond to them, yeah?
Now, we have to dance a yard before we dance abroad.
Go.
The howler is starting with me.
Okay.
I tweeted on Monday after a fantastic Vibba night. Much alcohol, drink responsibly, people. I also spoke to my street pharmacist. That's nothing to do with you. I was dead up. And then I saw Dele Alli with balloons again. As an Arsenal fan, and as a man that's seen Dele Alli's career for a long period of time, just seeing how it's gone in the past 2-3 years, the cynical part of me, the cynical Arsenal fans, like, ha ha. And there's another part of me that's like, come on, my brother. I spoke to the ha ha, and it stank. And I got killed. So I'm here to put my hand up and say, my bad.
Well, no, wait.
What did you say?
Right.
Let's not go into that.
No, you got to do that. Because he's got to respond. He's got to respond.
I can't remember the tweet.
Go to the tweet.
I'm already there.
Right. Good.
You can't find it no more.
Did you get rid of it?
Yes. It was stank.
Well, guess what? Shade Borough.
No! You know what? It's where you have to love Shade Borough. They're here.
Basically.
So, yeah.
I'll go to it. You know, you might be lucky, you know, because...
No, Shade Bar definitely had it.
No, they do, but I don't have no internet.
Don't you? Yeah, I said something just bad about... I was basically throwing Dele Alli under the bus, atting him. Just throwing him under the bus.
He went on Twitter and did the, hey Dele Alli. Hey at Dele Alli. Can we... We need to have a conversation.
Did you mention the balloons?
I put the picture of the balloons there.
Are you snitching?
I can't be snitching.
You're snitching.
That's impossible. Snitching on Dele Alli with balloons is like saying... It's like me saying to you, no, the sky's blue outside. We all know.
Nah, but y'all
are like, everybody
knows. This is what he said.
For the brothers, man. For the brothers, man. You ain't got to push the narrative.
It's not my
man.
Brother.
this is what he said. He said, hey, at Dele Alli, one interview. All jokes aside, bro, you're a baller. Do balloons all day. We all do some bullshit. But balance, my guy. I can't make jokes anymore because you're messing up your career and it ain't funny. One, my brother. Show man you can kick ball. Cold.
Now, do you know what's so nasty? How can I say I can't make jokes no more and that's a joke? It stinks. I have to be honest. It's a stinky tweet. So my bad for the tweet, but not my bad.
No, wait.
My bad for the tweet. Oh, sorry, go on.
Any?
So has it got to be in a time period?
What do you mean?
No, you...
No. You got to tell me how bad is that howler?
Oh, how bad is your howler?
Yeah.
You spoke your mind, didn't it? Like you told me, speak your mind, be yourself. That's how you felt. Fuck it.
But that's under the influence of.
Oh yeah, the pharmaceuticals and the. Man.
It stinks.
It's one of them. Like, so what, innit? Like,
this is how I feel.
Yeah. Fuck it.
But in the same breath, you can keep them things to yourself. Also, you should also keep to yourself pushing people off a 60-foot bridge into water where they break 6 ribs and smash up a lung. Put it on the screen, please. This stinks. A 19-year-old girl, I won't say her name, apparently I'm a snitch, has pushed a 17-year-old girl.
Stop snitching.
Push this girl into, like, just watch it. Just watch it, people. Why am I talking? If this is friendship, I want enemies.
Wait, this is the news.
I don't know why he's gone to the news.
It's on the news, man. Relax.
Go forward.
Yeah,
wait, here we go.
This is crazy.
Wait, do they show it?
Oh, they show it.
Can we get to it, bro? Wait, here we go.
If the clip is really short. Bro, she's getting ready to jump off this bridge, to jump in the water and do the swim. Apparently, it's a place that everyone goes to swim. So... She's scared. She's not on it. She's 17. It's 60 foot. Do you know how big 60 foot is?
Fam, that is high.
Come on, my brother, like me yesterday.
Go forward. Like, where is it?
I thought you would have found a spot correctly because I can't talk forever.
I know. Nah, it won't show it.
It has to.
It's not going
to
show it.
It just said moments before.
Where is it? I thought you sent me the video, bro.
I thought I sent you the video as well. Well, basically, the video, you just see that girl scream. She gets pushed.
We'll just pause it.
Oh, there we go.
Go back. Nah, that is mental. That is mental. That is outrageous. Who pushed her?
Her brethren.
Nah, that's mental.
A 60-foot bridge into the water. Look at her. And she's giving her two hands. Hurry up and do it.
That's not a friend.
Her brethren. Her brethren had some type of envy towards that girl.
Oh, of course. Now, the question is, would you call that like an assault in some case? Would you say that
that's
that
an deserves
AM? Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
That's an AM.
She got 2 days in prison.
2 days in prison?
1-2.
That happened to me though, but on a bungee jump. So it's not the same, innit? I was always protected at the end of it, but I went to do a bungee jump. Hands at the top, now I'm shocked that, oh my God. Obviously the guy's like, yo, jump. I'm like, I can't. We only trying to physically jump, but my body just won't move. I'm just holding onto the sides and then my man just dashed me and then I landed in it and survived. But
now this is mad though, because you know what? You see when you're that high up here and you don't jump in the water properly, it's almost like landing on concrete.
You know that? Big boy slap.
Proper.
It's mad. We would have a big issue. Like, nah, that is insane. That's insanity. So what happened to her? She broke what?
She broke 6 ribs from my understanding and she's got a damaged lung. And this is your friend. And the other girl spent 2 days in prison. 48 hours.
Two days in pen? That was
her sentence, bro. Yeah, she went on scared straight and come back out. Minor.
I'm telling you, ready to do the same thing again.
2 days, you're mad.
All right, so now, I think, you know, doing 2 days in prison, I feel she deserves longer. Maybe not the same length as time as a YouTuber who is known for going to very dangerous places in the world. Until he got kidnapped by Taliban. Now, this is what I'm going to say to these YouTubers. I have to talk to some of you lot. I see you lot go O-Block sometimes. I even see some of you kids going Broadwater Farm. You see Christopher Columbus? When he was doing his thing, he had about 900 man. He had straps. He had the lot. You might not go in there with bicycles. You might not go in there with cameras talking about subscribe. Subscribe to what? Because the Taliban have you now. So what are we subscribing to? Are you still going to do content? Are you still going to do content? Honestly, I can't lie, man. Some of you are Caucasians, but some of you are just Caucasians and you're just idiots, bro. What are you doing?
A YouTuber who visits the most dangerous places on earth for fun was captured by the Taliban. Do you know what?
That's fun as well.
I can respond to that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Go to you, my brother.
Good. Good. Good.
This stinks, Chucky. For me, this stinks. I can't figure out a reason why you would want to endanger yourself on purpose. Maybe you can shed some light.
It's a weird one though, because say you're doing certain things for information purposes, like there's a guy I watched on YouTube that like goes Haiti and just to show it you and travels around.
I like
and obviously
that,
he's crazy himself, but I appreciate that man's seen Haiti now, innit? So it's a weird one because I watch a couple of these crazy guys and then I'm like, right, if you didn't do it, I won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
So it's a double-edged sword, innit? I get what you're saying, but in the same breath, yeah, like I do rate some of these fast guys because obviously they're showing me shit that I've not seen before.
Here's where I contradict my good.
Go on.
You see, if that was on World Star Hip Hop,
you know,
and it said warning, man goes to dangerous place for fun and gets kidnapped by a Taliban. Yeah. I'm clicking on that quick fast.
But why is that hypocritical?
Because
you didn't say that you wouldn't.
Because
watch
I want to see it.
You're saying that he's at Egypt for doing it. I can watch it and still call him an Egypt
for
doing
it.
I ain't telling him to undo it.
I'm still like, you're a dickhead.
But yeah,
I mean, he did it because now I can watch it. It's
yeah.
I ain't doing it.
Thank you for entertainment.
Yeah.
So now I'm laughing at you not with you. Yeah. It stinks. Yeah. I'm sorry. Honestly, I don't even know what his name is, but he looks really happy in that photo. I just doubt he was really.
But what do these people really want to find at the core of it?
Clicks.
Did you hear that?
Oh,
when you're obsessed with that, it stinks. Do you know what stinks as well? Andrew Edwards.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Who's that?
Let me show you what Andrew Edwards said.
Oh, this pussy.
I think all white men should have a black man as a slave. Or black woman as a slave. There's nothing wrong with skin colour. It's just that they're lower class than us white people. And that's a Tory. A Tory politician. This to me... It smells like the time that me and my family went to Jamaica and there was cabbage water in the fridge for 2 weeks. It stinks.
I know them ones though.
It stinks, brother. I've smelled from the door. Mum's cussing now like it's my fault. These times I'm 11 years old, I can't cook, so it's got nothing to do with me. Cabbage water. This is what they're looting now. CW. This guy is cabbage water. I can't believe a Tories. These are individuals that people are voting for to run this country. Some people that are part of, and the killer is, he said this, he hasn't even, I mean, sure something might be happening soon, but absolutely nothing's happened to him so far.
They suspended him? What's a suspension?
I suspended him now?
How can I hear him say all that madness and hear suspended? It was his school.
Yeah, what?
Suspended.
Yeah, where was this said?
Pending investigation,
bro. Was this just...
There was an audio leaked on Twitter. And when I heard the audio, when you hear his voice, you're like, you really said that to somebody else?
When it says pending an investigation, what does that mean?
That means they're trying to figure out if the audio, because the audio is saying they still don't know if it's him. Brother, allow it, fam. Allow it, man. We do podcasts now. We are able to recognize people's voices easier. We know it's that, brother.
You know what? I'm tired, blood. I'm tired.
Look at his face.
Do you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you.
Go on.
We need to just start touching road. When these things happen, we just need to just start touching road. Because you know what? Articulating how ridiculous this is and how mad these things are isn't enough, man. Like, it isn't enough. I think sometimes, unfortunately, we need to put fear into the absolute soul and core of anyone who feels that they're going to say anything like that privately, even to your gal. Even pillow talking. Because you don't know what she might say or whether she... Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
It's on one hand, I'm just tired. And on the other hand, I'm like, you know what? We just might need to just touch the road.
What I think we need to do is ignore white people for a little while.
No, man.
That's all I'm saying, bro. Like, everyone keeps calling me racist. I'm just saying Marcus Rashford, Saka and Sancho got booed. But I'm racist. You've got a man that is in the Tory house saying that I should work for him and clean his shoes, but I'm racist. I can, if I type in England racist and go through, do you know how much examples of racism you'll have? So for a little while, I'm gonna ignore white people. That's just my choice. That's just my choice. I'm not saying that you're all at fault, but after a little while, I'm realizing it's impossible for black people to be racist. To be attacked this many times, you're just retaliating. You're just actually retaliating. You've born into a world of racism. You've been attacked from the day you've been born. I'm retaliating to this bullshit. It's not the same thing. My motive is not I hate people. My motive is I'm tired by you lot. And your motive is that you have a problem with us. I can't even tell you why. I cannot tell you why you have a problem. I understand why black people should have a problem, but I have no clue why white people should have a problem with black people. It's weird to me. So I'm not gonna take a pause. If you see me say hello, I might walk past. I just might walk past. Come with a black friend, I'll consider it. But I'm just saying, for me personally, now moving forward, I'm gonna ignore a lot of white people. I'm sorry. Just a lot of white people are gonna be ignored. Footballers, all of you lot, for about a week. I've had enough. And then after that, I'll be over it and we're happy again.
All right, Dan's gonna actually kick down this story.
Sorry, Dan, I'm out.
Brother, Just Blanco, love for coming through, my bro.
Really appreciate it.
Stop snitching, people. Stop snitching, 2023. What's that? More snitching, 2023, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, see it there. And Kay, love for coming through as well, yeah? Love, man. Yeah, come in.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
The Real Housewives is a guilty pleasure for most. But if you're looking to not feel guilty about that pleasure, tune in to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino, where I break down all the messy moments and behind-the-scenes antics of Bravo's popular franchise. And on Everything Iconic, I also interview celebrity guests like Kelly Ripa, Keke Palmer, Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and more about their guilty pleasures, their past work, and so much more. So if you're pop culture obsessed and find yourself watching way too much reality TV like me, tune in to Everything Iconic with Danny Pellegrino, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.